From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston. In this weekly update, voters in Audrain County had to decide this week whether they were willing to pay higher property taxes to help keep the county's struggling health department afloat. And they voted yes, 60% in favor of the tax hike. Without that additional funding, the health unit might have had to shrink its staff or even close its doors. Reporter Garrett Bergquist has been following the story, and he's here now to talk about it. Garrett, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me.
So the Audrain Health Unit is basically the county health department.
Yeah, that's basically it. The administrator told me they do everything from disease control to health inspections.
We inspect all the food establishments, restaurants, convenience stores, grocery stores, public and private school systems. And we also handle the recall of food product that comes out, like they had with the cantaloupe and the listeria.
That's Kevin Lawrence, the unit's administrator. Lawrence told me they had to lay off three workers last year because their funding was going short. They haven't laid anybody off yet this year, but he says they're hanging on by the skin of their teeth. That's how he put it.
Mm-hmm. And is this just because of the economic downturn? Tax revenues are down in the county?
That's part of it. The biggest reason is the way they're funded. Audrain County's health unit is pretty unusual in how they get their funding. Most county health departments are funded directly by property taxes, but in Audrain, the health unit depends on local government contributions. Now, the city of Mexico is reducing its payments because tax revenue is down.
So I was reading in some of the promotional material that the health unit put out ahead of these elections, they're saying that Missouri ranks 50th in terms of public health spending. The national median is $30. Missouri spends just a little bit over $9, and Audrain County actually spends only $7.90 per person. So with this new measure that passed yesterday, will this actually give the county health unit more money that they need to provide these services to the county?
It will. The Audrain County clerk says that this will give them about $800,000 a year in tax revenue. But the main thing is they'll have a steady revenue stream.
And you've been out talking to voters in Audrain County. How do people feel about this new tax?
Well, the reactions I got were fairly mixed. Some people said they liked what the unit did and they were going to vote for the initiative. But others, especially small business owners, said they were worried about the effect the tax would have in the tough economy. People like Nikki Leach, who owns a t-shirt shop in Mexico.
I know that the health center does a lot of good, but taken overall with everything else that's on the ballot, I really think it's just going to be too much for a lot of people at this time.
So when does this new property tax take effect?
January 1st, 2013.
All right, Garrett, thanks so much for coming in and talking to me today.
Have a good one, Jacob.
That was KBIA's Garrett Bergquist. He's been reporting in Audrain County, where voters this week approved a new property tax to fund the county health unit. For more health and wealth coverage, you can find us on KBIA.org. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.